dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Podcast.
Let's go.
Hey, hey.
Yes, CJ.
Hey, can't wear my sweater.
Here we go.
What's up? What is fucking up? This is me, Moses. You know who it is. Wake the fuck up. Get the fuck up. Let's talk. Huh? This is fucking Dirty Water. I'm Moses.
Dave B.
Lex.
It's episode 66, right?
66, nigga.
Damn, 66 of these motherfuckers, man.
We moving.
God damn.
Man.
Hey, hey.
Make A to Lydia's letter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That Fabio shit hard, too. Go check it out.
Yeah, that Fabio shit is hard.
Moving like, you know what I'm saying? Moving like clockwork. Shouts out to Grandma.
Shout out to Grandma.
Shout out to Granny.
Especially for this tater salad.
Yep.
Chicken.
Tater salad. She held it down for the
You know what I'm saying?
She blessed me with some chicken salad the other day too.
Yes, sir.
And two sweet potato pies.
Oh, that's
See, I ain't getting no pies, but I got some mustard. She know how you feel about them pies. It's all good. You got
good.
That's one up you got on me on the pies.
Thank
that's
God. I finally get one up on Dave because he always be snap. You be stealing my chicken salad.
Listen, you got to get it when you need to get it.
You a fraud.
Yeah, man. CJ in here.
What up, CJ?
Yeah. You got the greasy chicken. Lips all greasy.
Yeah, yeah. Lips all
greasy. Take a napkin, CJ. Yeah, God damn. Face all greasy and shit.
I don't need no Vaseline. Just use just chicken grease.
Hey, shout out to the people that don't have their grandmothers with them either now, too. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Grandmas are very special.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes, for sure. What's up, Moses?
Jesus.
What the deal, man?
Let's see, man. How's you everybody feeling? Doing?
Oh, wait, hold up. Before we go further, shout out to OG. You're a little under the weather.
Shout out to OG for sure, man.
Shout out to OG. He a little under the weather. Get well soon.
Please.
We're gonna see you soon. You know what I mean? But how you feeling, though?
Yeah, how's you feeling over there, man?
Listen, man.
Looking kind of pale. Looking kind of light and light.
How do I look pale?
Light bright.
Bro,
that's what you look like, light bright.
Bo, I am brown.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
I'm not
what?
Pale.
First of all, you're a little Corona color right
there. Yeah.
That's a fact.
CJ
giving you the side eye like, nigga, what?
CJ like, yeah, you look like Michael right now. I'm bad.
I gotta be honest with you niggas. I thought I had Corona.
Holy
I was like,
shit.
What in the fuck is going on with me, bro? I'm at home. Couldn't go to work.
I thought I had Corona.
Couldn't eat. Cold sweats. Head throbbing. Throat sore.
You just shitting a lot.
Shitting. Like, what the fuck? Bro, I was under the comforter with a hoodie on.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
You was going through it.
Oh, my God.
Dang, yo. You was bad.
I'm still not 100% right now. Mm. I don't know if you could tell in my voice. Can you tell my voice, CJ? Oh, well, fuck you, too.
Nah, I'm talking shit.
Yeah, you sound a little stupid, but it's all good.
Nah. And I ain't take shit for it, neither. I'm a real one. What's up?
Okay, just fighting through it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean,
Moses type to go get. I gotta go get some Robitussin and drink some ginger ale.
Nah, I just get some tea.
Yeah, Theraflu. I fuck with Theraflu.
I do fuck with Theraflu. I just ain't gonna get nothing.
Yeah, yeah I came to check.
Yeah, but
you
be drinking Jack and stuff.
Yeah.
I had to come and check Lex and let him know that black people don't get Corona. I seen it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, bro, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You just got a little
common
cold.
Is that a fact?
I don't know if it's a fact, but I seen it on Instagram, so it got to be true.
Oh.
It got to be true, bro.
No,
I'm telling
Dave.
You, it got something to do with the melanin.
Dave.
The melanin rejects everything. I ain't never seen one black person with Corona yet on the news. Think about it.
All right, because I'm getting ready to get on the plane, and I see how these airports been doing lately.
Yeah.
And I'm going see, on the your plane own with my
that.
Son.
Yeah, you're on your own with that. You need to get a mask for that little nigga. Get some gloves for him.
Ah, yeah.
Get yourself a mask.
Yeah, for sure.
Lysol.
Yeah, I mean, a little Lysol, a little what we got?
Shout out to Philly. Sanitizer. I'm coming to Philly.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
See, Lex,
what up? You know what I mean?
Cousin King, what up?
Get a Philly cheesesteak?
I'm definitely going to get a Philly cheesesteak.
Y'all see Lex in the streets. Show him some respect, nigga.
Please.
Yeah. Please. Don't worry about the back of his neck.
I'm definitely getting...
Don't get distracted by it. Just keep on walking. It's all right, people.
Shut up, nigga. I'm definitely getting a Philly cheesesteak. Right. I'm going to the Houston Rockets game.
Okay.
And the Sixers.
Houston Rockets in the Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We'll see how it goes, though.
Yeah. You going to get some hot dogs or whatever?
No, I'm not getting
nachos.
No. I don't like none of that type of shit.
I don't feel sick no more.
Oh, yeah. You going to get that.
Oh, God. Is it a beer? I don't know. Where is he at?
So this be your son's first time on a plane?
Yeah, he's scared too.
Okay. How's your son doing?
Still Millie rocking.
Yeah, he Millie rocking all right.
You know what I mean?
He just got suspended from school.
Oh wow.
Got a little scuffle.
Oh man, told you, man, that girlfriend, man.
Already.
He better not be fighting over that little
boy. Yeah, he trying to be like he better.
Call what you want to call that little huzzy. Okay, cuz, go ahead. Speak your truth, nigga.
Man, I'm not saying that, man.
You already a husband.
Relax, Dave. Man. Relax. These are kids.
You ain't gonna disrespect me. My girl find out.
Go fuck and have some parents cover that dirty water in a second, Dave. Listen. Relax, man.
And keep her in line.
Did that because, you know what I'm saying? You let him get a girlfriend. Told you.
Yeah, he got some little scuffle. He said the boy hit him in the back of the head first, and then they got into it, so whatever.
You can't be too mad at him. He got, if he defended himself.
Oh, no, nah, I'm not. I'm not too mad. I mean, he already know, yo, defend yourself.
Mm. Yeah, he probably said something smart.
I think a bit
he
was
like, yeah, I got your girl. Smack up.
No, I don't think it was nothing like that. It was
I got your girl.
It was something along the lines of the boy and two other, him, he got in a fight with, and another boy was fighting, and I think my son pretty much wasn't minding his fucking business. Like, I always try to teach him to mind his fucking business.
Nah, he said, fuck them mother niggas, because I'm down for my niggas, dude.
Okay. So he jumped in on him.
I don't know. No.
Nah, that's my homie.
It was, I don't
that's
know.
That's his juicy juice.
I don't think it was nothing like that, but it was some bullshit. So
what's that junk you were talking last period, fool?
And he's in the beta club, too, so he's worried that he might get kicked out of the beta club.
Relax,
you got to man that up, bro.
Nah, man. Yeah,
you know I mean? That's all that is.
It's consequences. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So every action. In the beta.
This beta, fool.
This beta, fool.
You know what I mean? Ain't no beta over here, fool.
Gang.
That's what it was
That's
about.
What happened. He was in the beta, man. Mm-hmm. Telling y'all, can let it keep up.
Yo, respect. RTC, fool.
RTC.
Respect the little legs, man. Holding it down.
Did you do ROTC in school?
No.
You didn't?
I think I did it one time and it worked out.
I don't even think they had ROTC in my school.
They didn't have it in New York?
I don't believe so, no.
Really?
Mm-mm. I was not doing that shit. No chance in hell. And I ain't hear nothing bad about it. I just ain't want to be dressing up and shit.
Yeah, you standing
I'm
out there.
I'm not the dress up kind of guy.
Swirling the fake fucking fake rifle and shit.
Walking up and down, doing a little gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit remind me of Major Payne. I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
But Major Payne is funny though.
It was just extra workout. It was just extra workout. I do the push-ups.
Ain't nothing wrong with the push-ups though. Did y'all fools see that KFC got like some type of donut chicken sandwich?
Donut chicken sandwich.
It looks like two Krispy Kreme donuts wrapped around a chicken breast.
The cops can't wait for that.
Well, first of all, I know it's not Krispy Kreme, so don't disrespect Krispy Kreme.
I'm just saying what it looked like.
It is the Krispy Kreme.
No.
It could be the Krispy Kreme, though.
No, it's not Krispy Kreme.
Why? KFC could easily buy the Krispy Kreme donut straight from Food Line, Dave. Them put boys, it in the microwave.
Buy that
and
sandwich
then...
up.
That's nasty.
No donuts for the office, just chicken donuts in the office. Stacked in the box.
From a fast food place.
They're delicious.
Yeah, that's just like vegan burgers and shit from a fast food place. Miss me with that. Thank you.
Nah, what I'm not doing that.
That's
I'm not
be doing that. So delicious. Okay. Just like the bologna sandwiches. Bologna biscuit. look at you. Bologna biscuit with the cheese.
Yo, if Wendy starts selling bologna sandwiches, we're going to have to rethink all this shit. I'm telling you.
Why?
We have to shut this shit down, bro.
You don't want bologna sandwiches?
No, I don't want no fucking... I barely want bologna sandwiches now.
You don't like fried bologna sandwiches?
I do like fried bologna
sandwiches. See, there we go. I want to see. This is that bullshit I be talking
but
about.
But not from a fast food.
McDonald's
going
to have hot dogs? Red Hots?
Oh, my God.
My fried bologna had to be Boar's Head bologna. I don't do none of that shit out the little packs and shit, though.
No. Nigga, you don't do it. And you supposed to be Negan.
I'm talking about when I was eating that shit.
Fuck we talking
I'm
about?
I'm talking about when I was eating that shit.
So you going to try the sandwich?
No.
This nigga Lex got a Boar's Head tat on his titty.
What?
I love meat.
Put it right on my titty. Put on the other titty.
I love meat.
I'm Negan, but I just can't get away from
it. Beyond
put
meat
on the
now,
other titty,
Dave.
Negan.
It's beyond meat now. Fuck out of here.
Beyond Boar's Head. No, nigga.
Boy's meat.
You boy's meat.
I love meat.
He got boys on the front of his head and the back.
Old Arby's ass nigga.
Yo, let me ask you something, man.
Yo,
when is it time to tell somebody shut the fuck up?
Now, Moses, shut the fuck up. God damn. Couldn't wait to fucking tell
I
you.
Couldn't wait
to
tell you shut the fuck up ever since we started. Shit.
Definitely like when niggas is talking. A lot of niggas just like to hear they self talk. Yeah, nigga, a lot of niggas like to hear they self talk and don't be saying shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So sometimes you just gotta tell a nigga, listen, I'm not even trying to hear what you talking about because you ain't talking about nothing. Shut up, nigga.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna go?
When she just rambling.
Oh, here we go. Here we fucking go.
There we go.
Yo, I'm shut the shit. Fuck up.
Speak your truth, King.
Yeah, I see where this is going. I see where this is going.
Will she keep telling you to go do something around the house?
Yeah, I'm going to get to it.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to get to it.
I can feel that.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's
sometimes.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm in the bullshit.
I'm potting. I'm just
right,
potting.
There you go.
I'm potting. I'm going to hear this shit at home. It's going to be so funny.
Jesus Christ.
Why y'all bringing Jesus into this now?
He needs fucking stinking socks up.
Yeah, they just got here.
Or, actually, nah, don't blow the fucking horn at me when I'm at the light. Nah, nigga, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I know it's green. Okay. Like, I'm cool. I got this.
Right.
You know, I was just closing my Instagram real quick, bro.
And I am, like, not, you know what I mean? And I am not in a rush.
Yeah.
Like, let me check something out.
You trying to cause an accident out here. Yo, shut the fuck up with your horn, nigga.
You got to make sure you're safe. You got to make sure you're safe before you go.
Jesus Christ. That's what about crazy. You, Moses?
People like,
wifey, don't kill me.
Niggas that be talking to you and don't, like you said, don't know what the fuck they talking about. Or some niggas just can't wait to say something because they might feel your energy. Sometimes you come in with a nice little energy and then some nigga come with, yeah, man. That shit was fun. Jimmy got shit 2 times. You don't even know fuck. Who the fuck are you? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Somebody commenting on somebody's death. Yeah, man. Shut up. You ain't know nobody. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
What about motherfuckers commenting on Instagram? Just saying idiot everything for no. Like, shut the fuck up.
That's why I don't get on it, because I'm going to be mad as shit. I can't even say it's a sunny day.
You don't have to respond to it.
It's not a sunny day.
That's the thing. People.
It's not a sunny day. It's a bright day. What the fuck? People, shut the fuck up.
People let other people's nonsense, you know what I mean, bothering them. That's where the bad things come, you know what I mean? Like, you can't give everybody's opinion that much leverage, you know what I mean, on your life.
So, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? So it's, for the people that get easily what is it, offended, calm your stupid ass down, my nigga. Just,
or,
it's always a block button or take your dumb ass off that app.
You gotta take you gotta take a risk. I feel like you almost not a celebrity, but it's like the celebrity thing. Like you got the you have to deal with some of the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it
you
comes
yourself
with it.
Out there. Yeah,
it comes with it.
You just can't be putting it out. Oh God, said my nose are ugly. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, them too.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Somebody say something about it. Shut up. Worrying about them foe.
Yeah, you definitely would not be able to offend me.
Hey, 10 seconds to the flow. You worry about them.
That act would definitely not offend me. Hey, shout out to the East Side. I did not know. I was talking to my mom, and she was telling me up the street that the Chinese spot, they got the Mexicans cooking the food.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so. What you mean, yeah, so?
What you mean? I mean, in Shoguns they got the and stuff, they got the Mexicans cooking the food.
Are they?
They've been doing that.
Nah, now you gonna make me look. Because I go to Shoguns.
Yeah, it's good.
Sure, they was Mexican and not like Filipino or something?
Yeah.
They still ain't Chinese. You know, little, Japanese, rather.
Them buffets.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they, like we said before, stop hating on the Mexicans. Mm. They out here getting their bread how they can fucking
they
get
the bread, they know how to cook it, you know.
No, nigga. Fucking Chinese food.
Should be cooked like, by Chinese people.
It should taste like tacos.
Or Asians.
You think we gonna cook it? We fuck everything up.
No, we don't want to cook it. We just want to cop it.
No,
that's what I'm
it ain't. It ain't that we don't want to cook it. It's just
no.
That.
We putting grease in everything. Now I'm about to put butter in this. No oil. you put the oil. I'm putting butter in here. This right here is seasoned right. This is no seasoning. You put the onions and you put the butter in there.
Jesus Christ! Sound like you took some orders from. All right. So what,
listen.
I don't know what language that is.
What is that?
You are crazy.
Nah, I'm a fucking genius.
Well, I thought it was foul that they got the Mexicans cooking the Chinese food.
Yeah,
I mean, listen.
It's foul.
I remember in New York, I've seen Mexicans making pizza. You know what I mean?
What?
It'd be like one or two Italians back then.
No, they was making the Mexican pizza.
Well, it turned into Mexican pizza now. But nah, they was making Italian pizzas, Sicilians, fucking
what?
Strombolis and pies, all types of pies, nigga.
That's how I know I ain't been in New York in a while.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can kind of taste the difference. It ain't the same. It's not the same. But it's still better than pizza down here. That's a fact.
I can agree with
North Carolina pizza is trash.
This is making sub.
Shout out to the Mexicans. Get your money, yo.
Nah, you gotta go to the right Italian. You gotta go to the right Italian spot to get the right pizza, dude. That's all.
Yeah,
you know. To the right Italian spot.
Nigga, if the Mexican ain't in the front, he in the back. Believe me. That's a fact. That's a fact. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
Food.
Nah, it's foul.
Nah, it ain't foul. I mean, it's been going on. This is funny to me, man.
Michigan is cooking Chinese food. Oh, my God. I don't even be eating Chinese food, no.
Fuck around. You got cilantro in your Chinese food. You know, nigga.
It's wild.
Wow. All you Chinese man.
Wow. All I got to do is tell them to wrap it up in the burrito like you always wanted.
So is the rumor.
Take the noodles and the shrimp, fry it up, put it in the wrap. Because I like mine in the wrap.
Is the rumor still that they have cats and dogs in there? So now the Mexicans are cooking the cats and dogs? Or what's going on?
Listen, the food is prepared before them niggas cook it. You know what I mean? I'm sure they got that shit.
You
don't
go out to the hot places. You eating the cat and dog?
You can't show your employees all the secrets, nigga. All I need you to do is cook.
It might be.
I prepare these pets. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Chinese
lion, top shelf lion. You don't even know.
Hey, Dave, I appreciate you putting me on this smoke dizzer.
Ah, yeah, that smoke is hot.
That vibe.
Smoke dizzer, yeah.
Yeah.
That shit's lit.
You ain't never really gotten into smoke yet, huh?
Nah.
Smoke dizzer been out for a long time. He from Harlem.
Eddie from?
Yeah, I think the his tape is called Closed Mouths Don't Get Fed.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, he got 10 tracks on. This shit is hot.
Him fucking with Currency. That's what got me on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he fucks with Currency?
He did a track with him.
Okay, got you. Nah, Smoke Dizzle, he put me onto his new album he just dropped. That shit is fire. I like the way it's a smooth vibe. Y'all check out Lil Baby's album?
No, I heard little stuff. So that's a good timing.
New Dave ain't checked that shit out.
I played a couple tracks, but I didn't get through it yet.
I played it. And I played it in my truck too.
I know he got some shit on there.
He always got some heat though.
But see, I played it when it first dropped, and I only got to like the first five when it first dropped. And I was just like, oh man, same old, you know, same old sound, same old tempo, same old shit. But then I actually played the whole shit, and the whole shit, it got a nice vibe to it.
It's not the same? It's different?
It switched up a little bit.
Okay.
It switched up a little bit.
A lot of pain in it?
I don't know. I don't want to necessarily say pain, but.
But you say you love pain.
I don't love pain.
You say you love pain in music.
I do.
I'm not talking about you personally. Like,
oh, I'm about to say, I don't.
What are you talking about? Like, well,
fuck, I want pain for it.
Oh, God.
Shut up. I don't want no pain. But, man, that shit, it fucks me up, though, with, like, Pop Smoke because of the sound Pop Smoke was coming with. Like, that was a whole different sound. Like,
cause,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of hearing that trappy 808 shit. Like, honestly. Like, what is the switch? I felt like he was turning that a little bit.
I got to watch his live shit, see that vibe. Because I ain't gonna be able to see it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on there, nigga?
Yo. What?
Shut up. I think I got a coronavirus from Dave because he brought that fucking Chinese food here last fucking episode.
Yeah.
Nah, moisture.
You ain't
getting
it for me. I ain't got
you,
it.
You probably
told you black people don't get it, man. Well, you straight,
man. Who's that peanut oil? That's what it was.
Might name the episode that day. Black people don't get coronavirus.
Listen, man, we straight. We in the clear, man.
Oh, peanut oil.
You know what I mean?
Yo, when is it time? When you ever been like, yo, this job ain't for me? But in your head, you be like, yo, this shit ain't for me.
I think I might have told this story before, but I'm going to have to use this example again. I worked in a nursing home. Right before my shift ended, I was taking the trash out. It was three floors in the building, started on the third floor, work your way down. I got to the first floor. And, well, no, reverses. Of course, I started at the third, but the third floor was the dementia floor, which is the floor where all the people with Alzheimer's and demented, and you know what I mean? They lose their mind, kind of. And so I'm up there picking up the trash. I see old dude coming out, walking out of his room. He got his Pampers down to his ankles. Shit is filled with shit. And he dragging that shit down the hallway. Our maintenance, it's up to me to clean that shit. It's at the end of my shift. I act like I don't see nothing. I take the fucking trash out. Once I get downstairs, the dude on the next shift was coming in. I was like, yo, I'm out of here. Yo, they say they just called for somebody up on the third floor. Pew! I got the fuck up out of there. Yo, that shit was fucking crazy. A streak of shit from his room to the fucking window. And then that halfway back down the hallway until the nurses came and got his crazy ass. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
That's fucked up.
It was cool too.
I think it was a actually it was a time where job I was working at. It was like a shipping department, and I've been there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of white people. You know what I mean? So I eventually graduated college and was able to be, like, I want to be full-time now. You know what I mean? Let me do full-time, get some extra money. I got a baby now. Nah, we can't put you on the full-time, even though I've been there longer than a couple white boys that he just recently turned full-time.
Okay. Mm.
Right then and there, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely at the wrong motherfucking job.
I'm fucking done.
Right. Well, eventually, you know, I found me a new job, got the fuck up out of there, did a no call, no show. It is what it is, you know?
Niggas.
Yeah. What you mean, Dave? They ain't want to give me the full-time position. I'm trying to get this money, man.
And you said they gave the white boy the full-time position?
Yeah, I've been there longer than them.
That's terrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, man? I ain't going to school no more. I got a baby. It's real out here.
Trying to get this money.
Trying to do the right thing.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. All right. Got you.
Yo, I had one time, what job was this? I was working at Golden Corral dishwasher, right?
Oh, you was a dishwasher before, too?
Yeah.
I fucking hate being a dishwasher. Like,
you know, you got to start from the bottom. Get out the mud.
Get out the mud.
So, I was doing dishes. I did it for like, I guess like a month. I was doing it so good. It was like, I used to hurry up. I used to hate that shit. So, I come in there with some damn rubber gloves looking like the rubber mask man or the butcher. Butcher coming, nigga. But, you know what I'm saying? I get my shit done. So, they was like, do you want to jump in the bakery? It's like, it's easy and stuff like that. My ass showed me the ropes. I was like, let me get up on that. I don't know. I was like, kind of like the dishing. So right here, more hours, a little bit of money. But they had seen me one day. They seen it in my face because I was working hard in the dish room. They had so many dishes. Shit was all fucked up because we had this dude named Curry. He's a damn crackhead. Sometimes he'd be forgetting what to fucking do. He'd be
shout out to the crackheads.
So
bring crack back.
Yeah, fucked up, man. I'm back. I can't do this shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bring crack back.
So
no.
Yeah, to wash the dishes. I stayed there. It's about 3 a.m. It's in my face the next day. I was like, man, this shit ain't for me, man. Fuck this shit. I was like out. So I walked out. But the next day they had called me back. I got the job being like a little baker. I started off in the bakery. I was doing good there, but I was about to walk the fuck out on them niggas. I was like, man, fuck this shit. This shit ain't for me.
Why you ain't
no more dishes?
No more dishes.
No more dishes. Never do dishes again.
Man, I hated being a fucking dishwasher. That shit,
you know what I'm saying? You start off in a dishwasher. Everybody like, you got to start from that. But that shit, I hated that shit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Fucking shoes fucking wet and everything wet.
Everything's wet.
You smell
bro.
Like fucking just bullshit. Soapy water. Yeah.
Smell like bullshit.
Soapy, dirty like ass water. Fucking nasty food is on. You can't holler at nobody. Man, let go get these bitches. I can't holler at nobody. I want to go the fuck home. Smell like curry feet, nigga. Let's go.
Oh. Yeah, shout out to all the what's them niggas? The minimum wage workers, man. Keep grinding. I don't know if that is that minimum wage at Golden Corral. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know now. But Golden Corral is
different.
Yeah,
shout out to the low level niggas. Y'all keep grinding, my nigga. It's some better opportunities out there for y'all, you know what I mean? That's just a start. Keep it going, you know what I mean? Keep it going.
That manager position. If it's worth it. Some manager position.
And when you leave, slap your manager. You know what I mean?
Don't do that, because you won't be able to get another job.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, shit. I done heard through the grapevine.
Grapevine, huh?
That the hackers, shout out to the hackers one more time. The niggas that hacked the shorties on OnlyFans, you know what I mean? They out here, yeah.
No.
Them put all their videos and shit out on a link.
Jesus.
And it's all categorized or whatever you like.
You got the link?
I don't have the link. Hey, yo, send the link.
Can I get the link?
I don't have it. Oh. We need to ask for
you
it.
You need the link?
What's the Twitter account?
I don't know.
No, nigga, our Twitter account.
Oh.
My bad. I thought you was asking me about
what's
the OnlyFans Twitter account.
What's the
nigga,
Twitter
my
account?
Dirty_water_NC, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hit us with that link. We need our OnlyFans link.
Need the OnlyFans link?
I need it. And if not, Dirty Water Dave B on Instagram. Moses on Black Planet. Moses Dirty Water.
He's stupid.
Moses want the link. He got he on Pornhub.
You know what I mean?
This is the time she need to shut the fuck up.
Shout out to all the ladies on OnlyFans. Y'all
shut the fuck up.
Y'all got.
I'm not talking this down. Go ahead.
That's fucked up, though.
And I'm trying to reap the benefits of that.
That's fucked up, though, because that's how they get their money.
I mean, that's life. Hey, yo, niggas get finesse every day, B. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Niggas get finesse every day.
That's a fact.
I can't control how you get finesse nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yo, do real friends still exist, though? Like that one motherfucker, you call, be like, yo, can I borrow 20? And they don't give you no excuse?
Yeah, real friends still exist.
It depends on the friends you got, man. People you surround yourself with. You know what I mean?
Told you,
and
man.
It depends on what's your definition of friends.
Because I see people that walk around saying they don't have any friends. They don't have any friends. I have friends. I don't have many friends. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, how you don't have any friends?
I'm saying they hard to be trusted. Or they might got issues sometime. Or maybe they just don't hard to trust people. Sometimes it could be like that. Or they can be the weirdo themselves.
I ain't gonna flex. I kind of judge you if you're not still cool with somebody you was like grew up with.
Okay. Yeah.
Out of the many that you'd have been around, like you ain't got one that one, like, you know, say my age, you ain't got that one 20 year friend. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna judge you. I ain't gonna lie.
You might be right on that. Sound like you're running from something.
Right. Know? Like, what the fuck's going on with you? Like, god damn.
Yeah,
I have a couple though. I don't have many though.
I think sometimes people might expect too much from your friends. You know what I mean? Like I said, it depends on what your definition of friends is. You know what I mean? Not everybody has the same definition.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you just gotta kind of choose the company you keep wisely.
Sometimes you need to watch. What you say as a friend, because don't get mad because the friend can't do nothing for you that time. It's not like he don't want to do it, he just can't do it at that time. But I'm pretty sure he can. Like, I don't think you should get mad at that. People be like, oh, he ain't my friend. He ain't. Like, nah, nigga.
I hate when you finally tell somebody no and they get mad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Like, I think that shit can't is do it trash. So, all
right, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, I got
like,
you,
what if I really can't do it? Like, goddamn. Like, what?
You be like, you know what I'm saying? All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like when you say that, it's like, I got you this time. Like, yo, bro, next time I see you, like, I got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you good. So it's like, I don't understand. Like, why is you worried about something so small and you making it big?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking genius.
I think more.
Yo, is that how you gonna start ending what you said?
What? Don't worry about it.
Like, is that your new signature?
What you like, dude? Keep on. Dave was talking.
Yeah, I think the, thank you, Moses. I think
y'all
the,
not welcome.
I just think the moral of the story is, you know what I mean, not everybody might not be in the best position to help you. And shit, sometimes you gotta figure shit out on your own, god damn it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So fuck it.
Shout out to the New York Sour. Cause it's definitely a blessing down here.
Word.
Dirty water. Man.
You show us up to the sour.
You know I love the sour power. What you want me to do, man? What you want me to do?
That's why you was sick, smoking that bullshit.
Excuse me?
Smoking that booty.
Whatever. why do women think just because they're tired, it's time for you to go to bed too? Like,
no, man.
Like, just it's cool. Just go lay down.
Like, take your tired ass to bed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a sit right here and play the video game. Like, man. Jesus Christ.
Bitch, go take a shot of NyQuil and close your eyes.
I'm not tired. Like, I don't want to go to sleep.
Listen, it's all about that leg. You know what I mean? She need to throw that leg over you just so she could get to bed, man. That's
Oh,
she got that's the only way she goes to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna be on you like a teddy bear.
That's all. A little body warmth.
Get off me, man. It's hot.
Yeah, but it's like I don't want. I'm trying to, you know, play some 2K real quick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sell some dope on some GTA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get my numbers on real quick.
So,
run up the numbers.
I think I seen a pillow. It's like a half a man and with one arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should get your wife that.
I think I'm about to do that. You know what I mean? I think I'm about to do that.
It's like a half a torso with one arm. So it could wrap around shorty while she's laying there.
Just to play fucking yeah, the game.
You know what I mean?
These are jokes. These are jokes. Like, try to create content for Dirty Water.
Yeah. Nah, see, just what I do. Show like, okay, it's time to go to bed. Okay, let's go. Play the game right with me.
Right.
Probably gonna
playing
lose
in the bed.
Probably about to lose all our women listeners. Whatever few we have. Shout out to y'all for listening. Thank you.
Sure, like, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, Breaking Bad, man. Breaking Bad, man. CJ, I would say, yes. Great show. Dave, great show. Moses, great show.
Mm. Thank you, man.
Hey, shout out to Lex for being 5 years late.
Thank you. Always.
But tell us how you like the show, though, my guy.
Oh, man, listen, I hate the wives on the show.
Okay, speak about it. You've been on a roll today.
I'm
go.
On a roll.
Shout out to the wives out there.
Nah, real shit.
Sound like you angry. You have anger issues.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway. So.
I still love you, man.
CJ, Skylar, right? Skylar, the wife. Boom.
Okay.
She goes, fucks Ted and shit. You know, her boss and shit. And Ted be skimming money. You want to divorce your fucking husband and go fuck this other dude just because he went out and made $500,000 for the family? Because he thought he was about to die? Mm-hmm. Bitch, you went and fucked the boss and said, I want a divorce? And he be skimming money? He be... I can't stand her. I hate her.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
The gamble with love.
I'm just saying, like, that's, yeah, she's so foul for that shit.
Listen, I hate to quote.
Niggas foul too?
Yeah. I hate to quote R. Kelly, but shit, when a woman's fed up, you know what I mean?
Well, he was just getting the money for the film.
I don't know. You can't say that to her.
She couldn't wait. That's what he's saying. Whatever, she couldn't wait.
And then Hank's wife, the DA guy's wife.
Right. That's her sister.
Right, her sister.
Yeah,
right,
her sister. Yeah.
So Hank all fucked up, can't move. She out here stealing this shit. Like, bitch, if you get caught the fuck up, you think this man can just hop up and come bail you the fuck out of jail? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So she got a stealing problem.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
But that your husband is like partially paralyzed right now. So if you get caught stealing, he can't just hop up and just say, oh, let me go get my wife. Let me go help her. You dummy. What's wrong with these women?
You think she's doing it for him?
No. She wasn't stealing.
It's her mindset.
Whatever.
She was definitely doing it for herself.
Yes. She was being retarded. You ain't seen the show. She was being fucking retarded. I'm in the middle of season 4. It's a great fucking show. Thank you, CJ. I'm glad you put me on. You on Snowfall? What's up? Cause you been bullshit. Oh, the God. Bring Snowfall back, man. I'm ready to see what's up with my man Franklin out here, man. Y'all got anything else, man?
Feel so bad for the women on Breaking Bad.
Whatever,
like,
man.
Nobody's I just respected talk on there.
That was it, bro. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here.
Hey, yo, shout out to this episode and a few other episodes is sponsored by Pure Glow Nails. Shout out to Big Worm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shout out to Big Worm, man.
Shout out to Big Worm. You in the White Plains, 914 area. Hit up on Instagram, Pure Glow Nails. Get your shit done. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all bitches out there got raggedy nails. You know what I mean? You going to the Chinese people, support black-owned business, and go help Worm up. Pure Glow Nails, you know what I mean?
Get them crusty. Get them nice hands done.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Oh, that's what it was, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
These women don't love us the way
we
love them.
Go.
These women don't love us the way we love them, bro.
Mm.
Explain the difference between a man's love and a woman's love.
What do you think,
at least?
Tell it. Fucking say it.
I mean,
you know what I seen on before you get into it. You know what I seen on Instagram real quick. I seen a meme. It said, "How come the relationship is always in jeopardy when the woman's unhappy?" You know what I mean? A nigga would put up with some shit and stick around
for some bullshit.
But whenever a woman got a problem, it's time to skip fucking town.
Man,
the way
my man on there Breaking Bad was providing for his wife and his family, you go do that shit. You know, these women don't love us, bro. Like, the way we go and provide for them and support them, man, these women don't love us the way we love.
That's how you feel?
That is what it is, man.
Hey,
I'm
just
going off. I'm going off the show, though. My wife loved me.
Whoa.
Wait, Moses, you smell that?
Yo.
You smell that, Moses?
I smell.
What? Pine saw, nigga. He cleaned that shit. He cleaned that shit up real nice. You smell that pine saw?
Yeah.
That shit, oh, man, listen, you clean that real nice. I was talking shit all episode.
Yeah, man. Little Clorox.
Man.
Little Clorox bleach.
What you want me to do out here, man? I'm still 66 out here.
Yeah, clean up that blood spill, nigga. Shout out to all of...
Shit.
Yeah, Phil, we can clean up that bullshit.
The bullshit.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, yo, shout out to all the listeners. You know
definitely
I mean?
Shout out to the listeners. Definitely a lot of jokes today. We're just having fun, man.
Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to Fayetteville.
Look, it's not
Eastside.
Eastside, now I can't. Four.
What are you going to say, bro?
I was going to say I can't really say that. You know what I'm saying? It goes both parts, man. Everybody's different.
Everybody
men
got
and women
bullshit
different.
With
you
them,
know what I'm saying? So both sides.
Agree.
Do the same shit.
Agreed.
So you know what I'm saying? We can say like
we both ain't shit.
We both say man be like can fall in love and seeing a woman do a nigga dirty. We never seen it happen.
Yeah.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying, going out to work doing shit, humping everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody?
Everybody.
Oh man. Go ahead.
Nasty.
You're right.
But some of them's not doing that. Some of them's out doing other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Behind his back. Still not telling him the truth. So it's still like, you fucking lying.
Right.
Just like, you know what I'm saying? If I would, you'd be pissed. You lying.
You're right.
Selling crack.
Cooking meth.
I thought you were in the bank. Fucking liar. So it just goes to show, like,
I lie to you because I care about your feelings.
Yeah. All I'm saying before.
That's real shit, though, yo.
You couldn't take it if I tell you the truth, bitch.
I'm saying you love somebody, go ahead and know them.
Nah, just do really the right thing, man.
Say you love.
Do the right thing like Spike Lee. Fuck all that. We getting out of here. It's episode 66. Check us out on Twitter. Dirty_ Water
_CJ,
man. CJ chilling, man.
He should be happy he ate all the damn chicken.
Nah, he about to kill the rest of that Seagrams.
CJ got church pants and flip flops on.
Shut up. No, he don't, stupid.
He does. Look, look down, nigga.
I did.
I did.
He's about to put both of y'all in the headlock.
I know. This thing got purple shorts
funny
on right now.
Yo, hold on. I'm not laughing no more. I'm sorry, CJ.
Yeah, he got the green hoodie on. I turned into the fucking church Hulk.
Y'all stupid. Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. Candy.
Oh, I ain't saying no more.
Shut up.
CJ pop up.
Shut the fuck up.
He's on to say yes.
My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex, man. You can interact with me. I ain't gonna do nothing but talk shit back.
Word, Dirty Water Dave B. Hit me up.
We out.
Dirty
here.
Water Moses.
We'll see. Yeah.
You could be searching all day for that.
Keep searching, motherfucker.
Hey, 2-6.
Word.
No voice. Bro.
Look at CJ.
Yeah.